Oh my gosh, look. This tree was where I read my first ever book. I was such an awkward nerd. What do you mean nothing's changed? Yeah, you're lucky I'm in a good mood for your comment today. I'm just so happy, you know? Oh, you haven't eaten in a while, huh? Don't worry, you can treat us to some takeout when we get back to town. Come on, I did buy us the bus tickets here. Besides, I know everyone in town. If you're lucky, you'll get a discount. But, being real for a sec, thank you for coming all this way out here with me. I really love this place. But it doesn't make traveling here any easier. You're a good friend to me, and I... Holy shit, look! This is the entrance to my old secret book club. I was the only member. I mean, it is a secret book club. And, I mean, I guess now you know about it. Tell anyone and I'll kill you. Now on with the tour. Wow, look at this view. You can see the lighthouse and all those new houses. Oh, I really loved coming up here as a kid to read and write my stories. I wrote a lot of fan fiction. What? Why are you grinning so much? Come on, you know I write fan fiction. What do you think I'm doing on my phone all night? Yeah, okay. Sometimes I like looking at cute shit on Pinterest, but that's about it. What do you mean you know I'm lying? Enough about my scrolling habits. I know you're not so innocent yourself. What? Well, like, we share a dorm room. Of course I'm going to overhear things and accidentally see things. Okay. Sorry, I'm joking with you. I haven't seen you that exposed. Although... Nah, never mind. Well, since we are both very mature adults, I thought maybe sharing our kinks would be a good idea. But that ship has sailed. Besides, we're about to get to my favorite part of the meadow. The old stone wall. I used to sit here and write stories for hours. My father cut down a massive log over here so we could bond while I wrote things. And then when I got older, I'd come here by myself. Come sit with me. Wow. I don't remember everything looking so old. There are cracks in the wall, too. At least this log is as comfy as ever. Isn't this place so quiet and peaceful, though? Not a soul comes up this far. It made for a lovely place to write and do other things. Okay, listen. When you said about me scrolling on my phone at night is eating my brain. So I will offer you a trade. tell me what you think you know about me, and I'll tell you a real secret about me. Deal? All right, spit it out then. Oh, really? I'm slightly embarrassed for you now, because the big secret is you thought you saw me watching porn. Couldn't be more specific? No? No, I don't watch porn. I read it, wise guy. Why do you think I have an AO3? Oh, you don't even know what that is, huh? You sweet summer child. If you search for it, you'll find the most erotic works imaginable. But I'll bet you're not a reader, huh? You are so, so silly. Well, I guess I better hold up my end of our deal. A secret about me. Okay, well, this happened a long time ago, but I wrote an erotica story at 18, right where you're sitting now. I told you, this place was my escape. And it was that even when I was horny. Now, you've learned two things from me today. I want to learn more about you. Go on. Dude, you are not good at this secret keeping stuff. Of course you like blowjobs. Everyone does. That's a terrible secret. Besides, I can see a better secret bulging from your pants. Oh, don't try and hide it. I've turned you on. Nobody's going to see us here. And I really like the idea of turning you on more. So, okay, Mr. I like blowjobs. Do you like tits too? There we go. You like them? They look even hotter when I massage them, like this. Oh, you're so horny for me now. Your bulge is kind of turning me on too. That's your cue to take off your pants and show me how hard you are, dummy. Ooh. I was right. You are so horny. Your cock is twitching so much. No, don't touch it. You like blowjobs, right? Well, since secrets seem to turn you on, here's another one. I keep a dildo under my bed. Yes, in our room. Your clueless ass never checked, huh? Come on, all the pretty girls have sex toys under their beds. Oh, another secret. I've been practicing giving head with it. When you're out with the boys, guess who's in your dorm room, drooling over a pretty cock? Yeah. Me. Your cock is so needy for my mouth. But it's going to have to work for it. Your balls are so fun to play with. Your cute moans. You're so horny, huh? I want to hear what you sound like when I'm actually rubbing your thick dick. Oh, you're so sensitive. Good. You've been such a good boy under my command. I think your cock deserves that blowjob. So funny seeing you so aroused. You thought you'd spend the day with your college friend in her hometown, going on cute adventures. But no, here she is, sucking your dick in the place she used to masturbate. Oh, pull on my hair. Try and take back control. You don't want it, do you? You want me to suck you on my terms, don't you? I'm going to have my fun. And suck your cock until your balls are drained. My drool. Dripping off your deprived cock. Dripping onto the wood you're sitting on. Running down my mouth. Down my throat. Between my pretty tits. Oh, I feel you twitching. You wanna come? 'Cause I can feel it. Come down my throat. Come inside my mouth. I can swallow. Let your desperate cock come inside my pretty fucking mouth. Good boy. Oh, you're panting so hard. You poor thing. Getting your cock sucked by a pretty girl. How terrible. Pull up your pants, dork. Most of that cum and spit either landed on the grass or in my mouth. Your underwear will be fine. What about me? I told you I've been practicing, didn't I? Sure, I nearly choked on spit when I started out, but I know what to do now. You can vouch for that. Oh, I forgot we were supposed to get food. I was kind of hoping we would, escalate things. You're right, we can come back some other time. Maybe when you become less of a subby bitch. You owe me one, though.